Making a difference in the lives of others and in your community is important to a lot of people. This is Lisa Berry, and there is an Eastern Michigan University educator, researcher, and project administrator who is putting together a special event being called the One Love Symposium. And here to tell us about that is Dr. Anna Gersh. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
If it has love in the name, I'm in. So why don't you begin by telling us what this is all about?
Sure. The One Love Symposium came to me really at the beginning of lockdown. I had been, like a lot of people, pretty disturbed by the previous administrations, a lot of the actions. And then when George Floyd murder happened, I found myself in front of the TV crying about the news, like kind of on a regular basis. And I realized that I was home with my 15-year-old son and modeling fear. And I mean, that's it. You know, that's what it was. I had to do something real. I just couldn't be another white lady crying about how the world isn't perfect. So I started formulating some thoughts about what we might be able to do. And it occurred to me after 17 years as a classroom educator, and then the last 4+ years I've been working on efforts to improve police training, including being a member of the Ann Arbor Mayor's Task Force to Create a Police Oversight Commission starting in 2017, and then now I'm a member of the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office 21st Century Policing Compliance Commission. I've been thinking a lot about the nature of human services, and that there is research to be done at the point of service moment. So the big goal of the One Love Symposium is to develop a certification process that improves for a whole variety of human services professions, including doctors, teachers, and law enforcement officers, that point of service moment. And the way we want to do it, or the way, you know, I think is a really good way to get people involved, is to engage in an effort of public scholarship. So that means, you know, getting stakeholders, people who use public services, which is all of us, at every level, to contribute to creating this body of information that will help these workers get better at their job.
So who do you expect to be all involved in this? Are you bringing people from all different walks of life or professions?
Yeah, right now we're starting, it's sort of a three-phase process. It is a three-phase process. I've got about 10 youth data collectors. I spent the last several months going to different out-of-school time programs, virtually and in person, and talking to young people about contributing to this effort. So the idea is that we're meeting next week. We've got two meetings next week, 10 to 12. It's hard to say exactly who's going to show up because they are young people and they have lots of commitments and interests. But I think I got a pretty good crew, and then we're going to meet and I'm going to train them on the research protocol associated with CITI, which is the Institutional Review Boards, you know, making sure you protect people that you engage in research with. And they and I will co-create a survey instrument that they will take to their communities of choice, go and get this information, bring it back, we'll collate it into a report. That report will be used to extract some discussion questions, and we're going to use that to feed into a conversation taking place at Ann Arbor District Library on September 28th, which will be a preview event. And there are training professionals from, including Dr. Wendy Burke, who is the department head of teacher education here at Eastern, Rebecca Guzman, who is a founding member of MISHWA, the Michigan Community Health Workers Alliance, and I'm crossing my fingers for Brandon Locke at Washtenaw Community College Police Academy. I'm meeting with him next week, but he seems very interested. That conversation will be moderated by Dr. Michael Johnson, who's the department head at UMass Boston in public policy and public affairs. He's going to facilitate a values-focused decision-making conversation, which is basically a fancy way of saying a good facilitator who is able to extract important points from interested parties to help build this body of information. So it's really it's tapping people at every level, youth, community members, academics, professionals, to bring together a community sourced, ultimately certification process, and hoping it'll be like a little 30-hour thing that is possible for everybody to participate in. So people like, you know, preschool teachers and brain surgeons potentially have something to gain from this certification process.
So I hear you using words like data and research and training, yet this is called the One Love Symposium. Where does the love come into all that?
Well, you know, I guess it sounds, I don't know what it sounds like. I mean, it's from a Bob Marley song, and, you know, it's one love, one heart. You know, the idea that the human services professional deals with the whole of humanity is a unity concept. And, you know, I think all of the problems that happen at that point of service moment where the human services professional, the doctor, the teacher, the police officer is making an evaluation about what you need, or should you be ignored or forgiven or punished. It is a moment that should be informed by the universal human values that we all share. And so that just seemed like a good name for it.
So step one is coming up in September, and then what's after that leading up to the big event in February? Is that how it's working?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So youth data collection over the summer. September is the sort of academic professional event, and then all of that information is going to be fed into the One Love Symposium, which will be taking place in part at the Blue Llama Jazz Club in February 2022, the specific date. We still have to work that out. But we do have some, I'm starting to collect. That's going to be a more sort of celebratory opportunity. There will be panel discussions. You know, so there'll be an academic aspect, but there'll also be an integrated arts aspect. Marcus Elliott will be performing as part of that event. The great saxophone, young, brilliant saxophone player, Marcus Elliott, and hoping to get some other folks in there too, but we're in a process.
Speaking of that process, are you still looking for participants, or is this open to everyone in the community to join in at some point?
Yeah, the September event will be both in person and live streamed, and there is a teen writing contest, which is open to all young people in any district in Michigan, because it's an online submission, but you do have to submit through a registered teacher, so you can check that out on the teen writing contest feature. Cash prizes and all submissions will be included in an anthology, which will be available for pre-sale to fund the compensation features of this symposium. So kids can win cash prizes. Participating teachers who will act as vetting level for the kid essays, or it doesn't have to be an essay, it actually can be anything. Those teachers will also, there is a compensation formula to work out for those teachers as well, and that's available on the site.
And what is the site? Where can people get more information?
OneLoveSymposium.com.
And we'll put that with a link to this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Dr. Anna Gersh, hopefully you'll let us check in with you and follow the process of the upcoming One Love Symposium taking place right here in Washtenaw County. And we'll touch base again and keep getting updated on what's all going into this.
I look forward to it. Thank you.